Today on Real Radio.
Well, yeah, but he said he was a Christian. I don't care. What is his conduct like? His conduct tells me if he's a Christian or not. Do you understand that? If somebody says, yeah, work for me, I'm a Christian, and they rip you off, they're not a Christian. They're wolves, they're something, but they're not a Christian.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues in his topical series on the Ten Commandments, and it's been a great series. I hope you've been able to join us. The series is based basically upon two scripture passages, one from the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, and one from the New, Matthew chapter 5. Now, verse 15 of Exodus chapter 20 is really quite specific and very clear. You shall not steal. Pretty simple, isn't it? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Because when we really, really understand that we as a people today need to be very careful about the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal, keep this in mind. It can be so subtle as something that looks like this: overcharging someone for a job, marking up the price, taking advantage of someone. When somebody says, well, how much is this? And you tell them it's a different price to pad that price. Listen, God is not saying you shouldn't make a profit in business. The Bible teaches that as well. But to take advantage of someone, the Bible says that's stealing. And you and I know down deep inside when we're taking advantage of someone, when we should have said, or how about this? You want to cause somebody to have an absolute conniption, go cuckoo crazy? Do what I did a couple months ago. I went to Lowe's and I bought some sprinkler equipment and I went out to the car and I realized that in my basket, they didn't charge me for a sprinkler head. They charged me for like five of them, but I had six of them. One of them, and then go back, grab the sprinkler head with your receipt and go back and say, you know what, you forgot to charge me this. And this is what, are you kidding me? Well, I can't believe you did that for one thing. And I meant, and I go, it's okay, just charge me. Yeah, but you know what, you bought the other stuff and I go, yeah, okay, wait. It's a new person. I want to buy just one of these. Oh, okay. And it worked. Now, could I have driven away with the sixth sprinkler head? Yes. You know who would have been driving right alongside me the whole way home? The Holy Spirit. Hey, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? He would have been convicting me. $1.29 is not worth the hassle. And you said, Jack, you're kidding, right? No, listen, that's sin. God says it's stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Oh, surely you mean big stuff, like grand, you know, like a car? No. No, listen. The night only gets worse if that's the way that you think. What about cheating on a test or an exam? That's stealing. That's stealing. What about moving a decimal point over? That could send you to prison if it's your tax forms. Think of that. Pretty amazing. The next thing is this. We steal from others when we imagine that someone, or something I should say, is owed to us. This is a big one today among so many. When we imagine that something is owed to us. Now look, it is one thing. It is one thing. Okay, I'm an employer. In the state of California, I'm an employer. I hire people. They happen to work at a church, but let me tell you, the state of California doesn't care if this is a church or not. To them, it's a company. And I'm an employer. As an employer, if I see an employee doing a great job, a bang-up job, and I go to them and I say, you know what I want you to do? I want you to take a couple days. In fact, here at this church, we have We have dot days. You're awarded dots. Remember, it worked so good when you and I were kids with a little happy face. You're given so many dots a year, and you can spend your dots and do your dots. You can take a dot day, or you can earn a merit dot. You've done such a great job. Here's 3 merit dots. And you can use those all together. You can use them any way you want. You can cut them in half and you split up your day. What do you want them? Do whatever you want them. It has to be given. If an employee says, you know what? I'm going to go online. I'm going to get some dots. I'm going to download those dots, print them out on the printer. I'm going to copy those kind of dots. And I'm going to give myself some dots. I deserve some dots. You could get fired for that. You're stealing. God says, thou shalt not steal. It's one thing when someone gives you something, that's fine. And you're supposed to say thank you. But when you look at it all and say, my, haven't I done such a great job? I'm going to give myself some dots. It doesn't work that way. See, many, many in our culture today have this thing about, I'm going to reward myself. I've done a good job. I'm going to take the next week off. You may be off indefinitely if your boss knows this. When we begin to imagine something is owed to us, in Luke chapter 20, verse 24, Jesus says, show me a denarius. Remember this? Whose image or inscription does it have on it? And they answered and they said to him, Caesar's. And Jesus said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. You know what's so awesome about that verse? Oh, this is going to make some people upset. But here's the truth. Jesus is saying, whatever Caesar demands, give it to him. Whatever God demands, give it to him. What does God demand? Your heart. What does Caesar demand? Let me rephrase. What does God demand? Your heart. What does the government demand? Everything, right? Give it to them. You say, Pastor, now I'm a Christian pastor, and I mean, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you. You're saying to me, you're a Christian, but God has told you not to pay your income tax. Number one, God didn't tell you that, because God will never violate his own word. You say, I can't pay my income tax because they use it to fund abortions. I understand that, and we all grieve with you. But here's the deal. You pay the government the taxes that are owed to the government. That's why you should vote for lower taxes. But once that cat's out of the bag, when the government has that opportunity to charge, to extract from you taxes, you got to pay, and you pay. You say, I'm not going to be an accomplice to sin like that. You're not an accomplice to sin. If you pay taxes and they take that money and fund abortions, you're not responsible for that. The legislators of our nation will stand before God on the day of judgment. Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, and Dianne Feinstein will stand before God for taking your money and voting for the destruction of children. Do you understand that? Can you imagine being a judge? I know we have judges that attend this church, and they love Jesus, and I pray for them. But man, I got to tell you something. I shudder over the decisions that they have to make. I mean, they make unbelievably difficult decisions. Can you imagine being a bad judge, thinking that you're God, and that you're just doing this, you're just calling this shot and doing this thing with no fear, knowing that in the end, you will be judged by the judge of the universe with a stricter judgment? You think about that. So you can't cheat on your income tax. That's stealing, God says. Thou shalt not steal. Next, we see others as a means to obtain things. It's often by fraud. When we see others as a means to obtain things, James 5:1 says this, come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Listen to this, verse 4. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord Almighty. See, what does that verse mean? When we see others as a means to obtain things, we would put it this way. Hey, I can use that person to get what I need, what I want. I can charge that person extra, more, or double because I can get this thing. God says that's stealing. And the Bible says in James 5, verse 4, he says here that if we withhold what's due to someone by labor, if you work for someone and that boss withholds payment from you, that boss is sinning against God. I can't tell you how many times I hear that with people who are struggling, saying, Pastor, we don't know what to do. This guy, you know, we worked for this guy. He said he was a Christian, and he hasn't paid us for 3 months. I tell you what, number one, I don't care what anybody says about what they are. Well, yeah, but he said he was a Christian. I don't care. What is his conduct like? His conduct tells me if he's a Christian or not. Do you understand that? If somebody says, yeah, work for me, I'm a Christian, and they rip you off, they're not a Christian. They're wolves, they're something, but they're not a Christian. Well, can't he be a Christian thief? Nope. Serious stuff. The next thing is this, we steal from others when we want what they have. Regardless. See, what does that mean, regardless? Exodus 21:16, I said it earlier. Exodus 21:16 says, he who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death, the Bible says in the Old Testament. And by the way, it wasn't up until recent times that kidnapping was punishable by death. Did you know that? Did you know that another thing is that doesn't seem to happen, which is unfortunate? Kidnapping was punishable by death, and rape used to be punishable by death. Did you know that? Now, maybe in some states it still is. But when you talk about stealing, well, I'm going to get this out of this person or from this person regardless. Regardless what? Regardless of what it cost them, I'm going to get it. The stealing of someone. Listen, when a guy pressures a girl to get in the back seat, when a guy, and nowadays I have to be careful because it's not only guys doing this now, it's when a girl gets a guy drunk to take advantage of them, that's stealing. The Bible calls that defrauding one another. Did you know that? When someone takes sexual advantage of someone else, if someone loses their virginity, pressured, being pressured upon, threatened, scared, intimidated, that's stealing. God says, I'm going to take care of that person. That's stealing. What about the stealing of someone's reputation? How hard is it to build a reputation? A reputation's hard to build. It takes you a lifetime. How quick can a reputation be destroyed? In this day and age, in this computer world, where very few things are true out there, I could pick someone's name right here tonight. This is the tragic, tragic truth. I could pick randomly someone's name here tonight, and I could say on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, hey, you know what? I met this guy. His name is Billy Bob. Now, if your name is Billy Bob, I'm sorry. I didn't meet you tonight. I don't know you. But this person, thus and so, and did you know that he blank, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever? And you're ruined, man. in this day and age. And what all people do, they'll look online, they'll read something, they'll read 8 words. And if it's on the end of my nose, on my computer screen, it must be true. This is a dangerous time. People's lives are being stolen. I want what they have regardless. And the human mind, without God's governance, will think of anything. Okay, listen. Is it a sin to go to Costco when you're hungry? You all know what I'm talking about, clearly. Right? Is it okay to shop at Costco? Of course it is. But if I say, let's go to Costco, we got to pick up a few things and I'm starving. Do you know what I'm meaning? You just walk down every food aisle and you get you have shrimp cocktail, you have chocolate milk, you have cake. You have salami, you get to have some pita and hummus. Next aisle, you get to have some beans. I mean, you never order that in real life, but I'm joking, but you wonder, have you ever, listen, this you can try this. Go to Costco sometime and kind of stand near one of those little free things and see how many people eat like there's no tomorrow and they never buy the thing. Don't you feel like when you sample it, you got to buy it? It's like a sense of obligation. And you feel so bad because the lady's cooking it. She's got that little hat on. And she's going, it's really good. And you go, thank you, it's great. Right? It's like, what? But should you go to Costco and shop when you're hungry? I don't know. Maybe that's stealing. I'm not sure. The jury's out on that one. But it comes down to the level of where you're at and what you're thinking. Because we think in some grandiose way that, well, that must be stealing. That guy stole this or stole that. Wait a minute. He may have. Yes, okay. But if it's in the heart and you steal a pencil from work. See, well, I don't steal pencils from work. Do you have company pencils in your car? Well, yeah, I'll return them someday. Until you do, you're a thief. You didn't pay for those pencils. The company paid for those pencils. And today we have a generation that's saying, I want this, I want it for free, I want it now, and I'll take it for as long as I can get it and let other people pay for it. Personally, I believe it's stealing. If you're on welfare and you have met the requirements to be on welfare, then that's what the system's for. But if a person is using the system to sleep in, if a person is using the system to catch up on some rest, if a person's using the system and saying, you know what, I just deserve a break for a while, I think it's stealing. Exodus 22, verse 2 says, if a thief is found breaking into your house, and he is struck so that he dies, there shall be no guilt for his bloodshed. Wow. The Bible says, if a thief breaks into your home to rob you, and you punch the guy in the nose, he falls down and hits his head on the aquarium and drowns. That's serious stuff. Well, I was only stealing. You say, well, I don't agree with that. The United States, the formation of our government, got its laws from the Bible. In what is called the sins of choice, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 to 10, it lists a thief in there. A person who steals. He says, do you not know that the unrighteous, that's those who practice these wrong things, that's what the word unrighteous means, to practice the wrong things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived. Don't trick yourself. Don't Fool yourself, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor, what does it say, verse 10? Thieves. These are sins of choice. Covetous people, drunkards, revilers, extortionists will inherit the kingdom of God. Thievery, stealing. Point number two tonight, it's this. Point number two. We steal from ourselves now when we take for granted what we have. This is amazing. Have you ever seen like a movie or read a book or seen a situation where some rich kid or some rich guy gets caught stealing? When he can buy anything and everything, what's going on? It's not that they're trying to get away with something. They have reached a point where they're not appreciative or thankful for what they have. And they go out as a predator, as it were, after other people's stuff. It's amazing. When we take for granted what we have, we're no longer thankful. We will be tempted to steal. It's amazing. In 1 Kings 21, you can just write it down. There's no, read the chapter later. But 1 Kings chapter 21, King Ahab, he had everything. Remember that guy? Ahab, he was a real goofball. He had a wife by the name of Jezebel. And he, one day, 1 Kings chapter 21, read it later, he sees Naboth's vineyard, and it's a beautiful vineyard, little vineyard, beautiful thing. And he walks up to Naboth and he says, I want your vineyard, I like it, I want to use it, and I'll pay you for it. And Naboth says, well, it's not for sale, it's mine, it's been in my family generation forever. And the king of Israel goes back home, and he sits on his couch and he starts to cry, the Bible says. And his wife, Jezebel, comes home and says, what are you crying for? You're the king. Grow up. Put your boy pants on. Stand up. What's wrong with you? And he says, Naboth's vineyard's really cool and I really like it a lot. And I want to use it as a vegetable garden and he won't sell it to me. And she goes, so take it from him. You're the king. He had everything. Didn't appreciate what he did have. And a king was reduced to a thief. Isn't that bizarre? Didn't King David do the same thing? You say, what? When did David steal anything? He stole Uriah's wife. Her name was Bathsheba. He took her. The Bible says he took her. He's a thief. We don't often think of David as a thief, huh? We think of him as an adulterer and a murderer. But it all started with him stealing her. He first stole her in his eyes when he began to lust for her. Take it for granted what we have. We're not satisfied, not happy. If tonight you're not satisfied in your life with what you have, you need to pray and ask God now to forgive you and then ask him to fill your heart with contentment. With contentment. Maybe tonight you're saying, you know, I won't be happy until I have those lampshades. I just got to have those lampshades. Watch out, because if that kind of stuff gets a hold of your heart, that's the thing you're going to focus on, and you won't be thankful for anything else. That's a dangerous thing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio. In a study that takes a look at number 8 of the 10 commandments, you shall not steal. It really is a concise and clear commandment that was given by the supreme lawgiver, God himself, to his people a long time ago. You shall not steal. It's part of Pastor Jack's topical series on the 10 commandments, as found in Exodus chapter 20. So please be sure to join us again as we continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now remember, you can always go online to realradioactive.org and listen to today's edition of Real Radio as many times as you'd like. Sometimes the second or third time through really makes a difference. You can also hear past programs. You can even subscribe to our podcasts of Real Radio if you'd like. Just visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And you'll know right where to point and click. Realradioactive.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.